Nice. Over the last 2 years, we've listened to sounds from the Czech radio archives going back over 80 years. In this, the last of the series, we look at two of the big events of the last decade, the Czech Republic's accession to NATO, and then, 5 years later, to the European Union. We start with NATO, which the Czech Republic joined in March 1999, along with Hungary and Poland. Then in 2002, Prague hosted a major NATO summit, at which 7 further Eastern and Central European countries were invited to join. At the time, President Václav Havel gave a rare speech in English. Here is an extract.
The last surviving remnant of the Iron Curtain, that strange psychological wall that used to separate the old democracies from the post-communist ones, is finally breaking down. If the whole of Europe is uniting itself within such an eminent security organization in the name of shared values, it also signifies that Europe is once and for all discarding all the dark features that have accompanied its history to date.
And the last big step in that process came when the Czech Republic, along with 9 other countries, joined the European Union on May the 1st, 2004. Although there was little of the euphoria seen at the time of the Velvet Revolution back in 1989, many did feel that the Czech Republic was once again taking its place at the heart of Europe. At the time, Radio Prague's Brian Kennedy went out into the streets to join the party.
We come from Latvia.
And what is this horn that you're playing?
This is a horn, like archaic horn.
Wood horn. Yes?
Wooden horn.
My name is Medved, it's a nickname.
Bear, yeah?
Yeah, actually.
And what are you doing here today?
We are working for European Union.
You're juggling bowling pins and you're riding unicycles? And
yeah, that's it. That's it.
Do you know there's a European Union directive against that? You need a license.
Seriously?
No, I'm just joking. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
So you're a volunteer handing out leaflets and flags and...
Yes, actually, I'm from the European Parliament, and we are a team of European Parliament officials who stay in Czech Republic for 10 days, just to stimulate voting and participating in the next European Parliament election.
How many flags do you have on hand? You've got EU and Czech flags. How many are prepared to give out?
We have a lot, and we try to give both to each people so that they think those two flags goes well together.
That bid to encourage people to vote in the EU elections was far from successful. Turnout in the Czech Republic's first ever European parliamentary election just 6 weeks later, in June 2004, was less than 30%.